Hello, everybody, and welcome to our open coaching call for nutritional endocrinology practitioner training. I'm excited to be here, and I'm available for whatever conversations you want to have about content, about clients, about labs, about your business. So fire away. No set, criteria, no set curriculum, anything goes. I will say that one time I did that, I was asked to come into a high school. They were talking to seniors and juniors, and they introduced me, and I was going to talk about health. And he didn't say criteria, so I started getting questions about sex. I was in there to talk about nutrition, and I started getting questions about sex. And you get questions about sex from 16 and 17-year-olds. It's kind of strange. So in this particular case, if it's sex related to, you know, sexual dysfunction and all that, great. That can go. Techniques, let's not go there. All right. So who wants to, I don't know why I'm talking about that, but who has something to say or do? Yay. Hi.
Susan. No, I mean, I do.
What? You do? Yeah. I'm unmuting you. I'm unmuted.
I cannot believe you opened with that, because I have this compelling question regarding some labs of a friend that has to do with this. Exactly.
Oh, how funny. You see, I'm intuitive, right? I feel the energy of the room.
I'm cracking up.
Uh-oh.
I'm cracking up.
All right.
So, I have the labs of someone in front of me, a 65-year-old man whose testosterone levels are elevated, sex hormone binding globulin elevated, DHEA elevated, and PSA is slightly elevated. And so I know from what you have said that just because it's high in the blood doesn't necessarily mean that there's too much of this stuff. Yeah. And that it's, I'm suspecting that there's something in the pathway that's not working. And I've got my pathway charts in front of me, and I'm not figuring it out yet because I'm only in module 2. Macronutrients. Not there yet.
Not so, there yet, right.
I'm just looking for a little direction. It's like, yep. Why weave this?
Yeah, how do you look at that? And it was, these are blood levels, correct?
Yes. Oh, and also there's some symptomology of ED.
Of what?
ED.
Oh, ED. Okay, right.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and we wouldn't expect that, right? We'd expect the opposite.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So okay. When I saw the labs, it's like, well, wait, I'm not sure how to interpret this.
Did they do estrogen at all?
No.
Okay, or
but that was the other thing I thought too, was estrogen dominance perhaps?
Well, a lot of times what we see when we see estrogen dominance in a male, we see low testosterone, right? And you know, aromatase deficiency, we see lower testosterone, higher estrogen. Now, it's possible that he's not taking anything, right?
He is taking a DHEA supplement.
How much?
50 milligrams a day.
That's hefty. And you said the sex hormone binding globulin was low or high?
115.5.
What's the range?
19.3 to 76.4.
Okay. So it sounds to me, I'm just going to guess at this, that the sex hormone binding globulin is high. And because this isn't a free versus bound testosterone, right? This might be a total testosterone.
That's possible, yeah.
That functionally he's low, like you said, because when sex hormone binding globulin is high, it's binding the sex hormone. You know, usually it has affinity to testosterone.
Okay.
And the free is going to be low. Ah. Right? The total might be high, but the sex hormone binding globulin is just keep binding it up. Sex hormone binding globulin, that's a tough one. There's not a whole ton of research on it. I've looked into it.
I couldn't find a whole lot on the internet.
Not a whole lot of research on it. I've seen some connection with thyroid dysfunction, so I would definitely recommend a full thyroid panel.
No, his thyroid labs are perfect. I've already looked at that.
You've looked at all of them? So he has the free T for the total T? Because it's oftentimes those extra globulins.
Which
I always hesitate, and I know I'm talking to you guys who are better educated than the public or the doctors that we talk to, but whenever somebody says, oh, the thyroid's perfect, I don't believe it. I want to see it, right? I want to see it. And I want to know that you put it in, and maybe you don't know about this, but in the Master Health Tracker, right after the lab test sheet, is a thyroid scale diagrammer.
Yes, and I wasn't able to access that, and I just got my email tonight that I have access to the blood chemistry lab, but I haven't had time.
It's not in the blood chemistry lab.
Oh.
This is in the Master Health Tracker, which you should have access to,
yes.
And we can show you. I can just pull Lynn on to show us real quick, because it might be a good thing for everybody to know where to find that. Lynn, would you do that just a few minutes? Just pull it up and just show people where to find it.
She showed us that before, and I'm just...
She probably has, but I don't even remember, so why would I expect you to remember?
I apologize. Scott is giving me the information so I can check sweet spot, so I missed your question.
Oh, yeah. So the question is, I want you to just do a very quick little demo of how people can find the Master Health Tracker. And while we're doing that, I'll open it up and show you where to find the thyroid scale diagrammer. Because numbers can be in a range. All the numbers can be in the range, but they're in different levels in the range. One might be in high in the range, one might be medium, one might be low. Right?
Okay.
And so there's a functional thing, and we really want to look at functional hormone stuff. So in this guy's case, he's probably got, because they didn't separate out, they didn't do free testosterone. This is a total testosterone. Kind of like thyroid, right? You do free T4, but total T4. Total is the total of the free plus the bound. So he can have high, he probably does. High of the total. And I'd like to see the numbers in the ranges. So let's, when Lynn's ready, she'll share her
screen. I'm ready.
Ready? Okay, go ahead and share your screen.
Okay. I first want to tell you, I really love your hair.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, all I did was pull it back. What did I do?
I don't know, but I like your hair today. There you go.
Thank you.
I'm saying that out loud. Yep.
Oh, I also crimped it earlier because I was going on a
thing. I think that's what it is.
Great, and I lost my curl. I used to have natural curl. So.
All right. So Master Health Tracker. Okay, you go to your resources, you go to NEPT resources, and on the sidebar you'll see where it says Master Health Tracker. Okay, y'all with me?
Yep.
All right, so click on that.
Hopefully that's edited so that it takes them to the, it takes them to this page. That should take them to the Google Drive.
And it says right here, do not edit this copy. So what you're going to do is you're going to click on Access Master Health Tracker here.
By the way, they can't edit it because we set it to no edit, but you never know when Google's going to change
exactly
it. The editing.
I've had to correct it a few times. So then what you're going to do from here, see where it says file? So there's a little green box up in the top left. All right. And underneath where it says Master Health Tracker template, it says file, edit, view, insert. Are you seeing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you click on that, and down here, I use the download as.
To put it on your computer. You can either do download as or make a
copy. Or you can do make a copy.
Download as, we'll put it on your own computer.
Yep.
And make a copy, we'll put it on your Google Drive. Either way works.
Either way works. But those, I like to have the download as just to have a permanent copy. But make a copy. So I'm going to click on make a copy, and what's going to happen is this will come up. I'll just share what I do. So I take out the copy of, and I put the name in.
Person's name, John Smith.
So it's like Lynn DJ, and, you know. And then
take out the word template too.
Take out the word template, and I might put a date, like the last time I edited or something along that line, just 2018, whatever. And then you're also going to want, because you don't want it in, and maybe this is because of who I am, but look at the folder that.
Oh yeah. Don't put it in our template folder.
But that's what's happening.
Oh.
And so, you know, look at what other folders you want to put it in. You know, do you want to just put it in my drive? Okay. So just kind of follow whatever. You know, and
she's on mine, so she's doing everything.
Yeah, I'm just
saying.
Will
they see all that if they I mean, you are because you are actually.
No. They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
But I'm just pointing this out because I have found it in some of our admin areas.
Okay.
And so just look to at the folder to make sure it's going wherever it's supposed to go.
Ideally, it shouldn't even let them save it into our folder if we have the sharing set up properly. And by the way, we are evaluating right now a process, a software that's similar to Google Drive, but has HIPAA compliance. So we're going to try it out, and if we like it, and you know, we'll move over to it, and then we'll tell you guys about it. I don't want to recommend something we haven't tried yet, though.
Right. Well, it has some really good reviews.
Good.
It comes out very strong.
Good.
So does that make sense?
Okay. So now that you've got it open.
Well, I didn't save it.
Are you in the new one?
So no, I didn't keep it. Do you want me to? Okay.
Oh, I'll go I was going to say save it because I want to give, I can say we can't write in this because it's, maybe you can. So I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to mess up our template.
Well, what I'm going to do, maybe I'll just keep this here and use it as a test.
Yeah, just leave it in there and use it as a test. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what the name is, Maria. Scott and Lynn were looking at it. So, I mean, I'd be happy to share it. I just, you know, so you guys can evaluate.
Name of what?
The name of that software.
Suska. I believe is the way it's, yep.
Lynn Rose, you're missing, what you've missed so far is Susan asked about some lab numbers. She's got a guy with elevated testosterone, elevated DHEA, elevated sex hormone binding globulin. I was explaining about how sex hormone binding globulin binds the sex hormones. So that elevated testosterone, which she pointed out right from the beginning, it probably functionally isn't elevated. But it's just elevated, and my guess is that if they did the free and the total, that we'd see a very low free because most of that is being tied up. So what we're showing her here is how to find the master tracker and the TS
and make it her own
tool. See that one? TS diagrammers tool. See it? Yeah. So what you do is you use this tracker. This is from a doctor. I forget his name. It's in there. Dr. Bruce.
Rind.
Rind. Yeah. I love this because you can actually see them in the right ratio. So if you have his thyroid numbers, tell us what they are. TSH. Tell us what these perfect thyroid numbers are. And we'll
TSH
let...
I didn't get.
What?
TSH I don't have.
That's odd. Usually that's the only one you have.
I know. I was looking through this going, how did they not test TSH? Okay, what else? So
Free T4.
Free T4, 1.10.
You're in the wrong place. It's lower.
Isn't it in the positive one? Oh, here, I see it.
It's down one. No. Okay, let's teach how to do it. What you free do is you T4. Find... the number and the ranges. So, I'm looking at the wrong one. So sorry, Lynn. I was looking at the one above it, not the one below it. Nope, you're right. 1.1 is this one here to the left. 1.1, you said?
1.14.
1.14 is over here, Lynn. It's on minus one.
I can't see what you're pointing to.
Minus one. See, 1.1 to 1.19. So 1.14 goes there.
Okay.
So you just type the number in
1.14.
Yeah.
It's 1.10.
Oh, well, 1.10.
That's what I thought. So it should be here, right?
It should, no, it should be right. 1.10. No, you're correct, Lynn. Back to the other box.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So you're using these numbers here, right?
Yeah. 1.10, not 1.0.
1.10.
Yeah.
Oh, see, okay. You want to use these numbers
below.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Now look at the free T3.
2.7.
2.7.
So why did you think that was good? Because the lab report said it was good.
Because I don't know stuff yet.
All right. Good. That's a good answer. So 2.7 is down a little ways, Lynn. That's 2.8.
Right here, right? Right here?
Yeah, because the lab didn't flag it. All right. So this is good. I'm glad we're doing this because the labs won't flag it if it's outside.
2.7, right?
They'll only flag it if they're dead. 2.7, Lynn.
Right.
Okay, I'm glad we're doing this. Look at the numbers below and find
2.7,
the range that 2.7 is in. 2.7.
Keep right.
2.7.
Isn't this the bottom numbers here? Is this what I'm looking at?
The range. You're looking for the range. This one says 2.66 to 2.83, right?
Oh, one that
says 2.63,
right? And so this it's this last bottom part here, yes?
It's the bottom part, and you're looking at these numbers. The
right range, here.
You put the box, you put the number in the box where the range is. So if it's 2.7, not 2.07.
I thought she said 2.07.
No. 2.7.
So okay.
So it's right here where it says 2.66 to 2.83.
Yep. Sorry. I thought
it does require 8th grade math skills.
No, I thought you said 2.07.
I'm just saying it does require 8th grade math skills because you have to go, where does it belong? Right? The SAT.
Yep. No, I misheard what she said.
All right. So we don't know what his TSH is. So we don't know if there's some pituitary involvement or some weird stuff, but what is this here? If the free T4 is higher than the free T3, what are we suspecting? Anybody can shout this out if you want.
Conversion.
Conversion, right. What conversion? Under conversion or over conversion?
Say over.
Okay. Which gets converted to what? T4 to T3 or T3 to T4?
4 to 3.
Okay. Right. So if the 3... is lower than the 4, is it under conversion or over conversion?
It's under.
I know, it's hard to see the little print.
Yeah, well, I should put my glasses on.
Yeah, it's hard to see the little print, but you've got this in your master tracker.
All right.
Okay, so this is why, we see why I'm suspicious when somebody says numbers are perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got suboptimal free T3. We want it to be, see where it should be in the 3.3, you know, the functional range is 3.0 to 3.5 or 3.75, something like that. Did I freeze?
No, you're good. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, your picture did. I can hear you though.
But you can still hear me. Okay. All right. So we have a slight thyroid under conversion, right?
Okay. Explain that now.
So T4 gets converted to T3.
Right.
And so, the T4 is in, you know, close to the optimal range. It's in the functional range because 1.0, you know, is or higher is functional. It's not in the ideal according to this chart.
So the
almost
gray,
nobody's in the ideal.
The gray space is the ideal
gray
range?
Gray space is the ideal, yeah. Okay. Almost nobody's going to fall exactly ideal. But this is just a slight under conversion, but it's definitely a suboptimal free T3, which means that the cellular energy, the metabolic rate is going to be a little low. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the connection, and I'm a little fuzzy on the connection. I look it up all the time and I just don't ever find anything real clear. But there's a connection with the sex hormone binding and the thyroid binding. Now, what I would need you to have would be what's the total T4? And the total T3 to see if the thyroid binding globulin is also high.
Okay. Total T4. And what about the TSH? Is that necessary?
Yeah. Yeah, because here's the thing. With TSH is the pituitary. Now,
right.
If the thyroid is slightly underproducing because mama isn't smacking him on the butt, TSH isn't saying, hey, produce, then that's a different problem than if the TSH is high and thyroid is on the low end. That means the thyroid is underproducing. So when we have all of these numbers, we're able to see functionally what's happening in the system. Make sense?
Yep.
You will understand it, Lynn. Don't worry, because you're going to get it over and over. So I don't understand it. You are in module 1. So
right.
Pooey on you. That's why you just joined.
The other thing too is, and actually this really helped me a lot way back in the day was, and you have access to this, the Thyroid Revive and Thrive program.
Yeah, that's right. So even though you don't have access to the modules, our modules, I prefer you guys to go through the student modules, the patient client modules first, because you're going to get your basics. And I geek out with the clients. I mean, I do probably teach them more than most of them can understand. And
well, I don't know. A lot of them fire their own doctors.
But I would say, yes, that's what happens in Thyroid Revive and Thrive when we do it. We have people who go to their doctor with their list, and the doctor says, you don't need all that. And they explain to them, no, I need free T3 because of this. I need that. And the doctor goes, What are you doing? Reading that naturopathic stuff on the internet?
Yeah.
I'm a bunch of hooey. And they go, well, thank you very much. I'm finding another doctor. So, but this is a good program to go through for everybody. And all of the client programs, the sweet spot, we're doing it live now. So any of you who haven't been through it, it's actually good to do for yourself. Take yourself through it, but go through the program and you see how I'm teaching this stuff to this client, and that'll help you as you go through when you get to the insulin resistance module in our program. Those of you who've been through it before, it's always a good review. I learn more every time I teach it. So, because there's new stuff, there's always something new that I want to talk about. We're going to talk a lot more about, you know, I'm going to interject a lot more about brain and the importance of insulin resistance on the brain. But if you go through these programs, the adrenal, the thyroid, the gut, and the sweet spot, while you're going through you know, if you want a break from the real heady stuff, you can go into this stuff and you'll learn it. Plus, you guys have access to all of the old case study calls. And we go through this stuff over and over and over. And it's good stuff that you could upload onto a portable device, your phone or whatever, and listen to it while you're at the dentist and listen to it while you're waiting in traffic and all that sort of stuff.
This is one thing I know that you really have emphasized, and that's always assume thyroid resistance.
Yes, yes.
And so this is on part 5 of the Thyroid Revive and Thrive program.
Yeah.
You know, and it's right there, you know, test your homocysteine, the activated forms, your vitamin A.
Yeah, if you want the summary of a good overall summary of thyroid, that part 5 has a book. It's 30 pages. And it's just printed out, keep it handy whenever you're looking at anybody's labs, because it gives you the ranges. It gives you for all the different types of thought, not all, 7 of the types, 8 of the types of thyroid imbalance, what are some of the things you should be looking for?
Right.
But it does give the ranges. There's the assessments, foundational support.
Yeah, and it'll tell you if you have this high or this low. It's here somewhere. I know it is because I look at it all the time. Here we go. There's the resistance. And here's, you know, here's your specific, your pattern specific thyroid. So here's the pattern number 1 primary hypothyroid. Most common lab findings, high TSH, lower normal T4. Okay. And those are the things that you can do to support it. You know, pituitary hypothalamic hypothyroidism. You know, there's what possible causes. These are what you can look for.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're using that, the chart from Dr. Rind, you can use this with it. And again, there's some supportive things you can use. So I think this is really, really helpful.
I should sell this book because it's sell it on Amazon because it's so helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a very helpful little summary. You don't have to, you know, and it's good to know the background for you guys. But while you're getting there, these are good things for you to have. And I recommend, I have these books on my desk, and these are, some of these are marketing, but I just take binders, right? And I will, you know, print out some of the stuff. So you can have your lab reading cheat sheet binder. And I have a printout. I actually do have one somewhere, and I have a folder where,
you know, and you were talking about the thyroid binding globulin.
Yeah.
Okay, pattern number 5. You know, if there's a lot of that, there's the likelihood of getting active free form thyroid hormone to the tissues is reduced. Now,
right,
like the lab findings, we don't know what the TSH is, but you know, you have
the total. You need to know the total. That's why I like to know the total and the
right.
So we know.
But it says right there, low 3T4 and low T3.
And I want to just get back because Susan's question was about sex hormone. It's the same concept, right? If somebody has high total and low free, then we know that there's high sex hormone binding globulin, even if they didn't test for it. In this case, he tested for it and it's high. It's quite high. I mean, it's like 25-30% over the top end of the range. So his problem is this. And again, more and more research coming out about it. There is definitely a connection with thyroid binding, increased thyroid binding globulin and increased, sex hormone binding globulin. I have had not a lot of people with sex hormone binding globulin, but the last time I looked, there wasn't a lot of great research on it. I know who I can ask. She probably knows. HGB. Hi. Okay. I'm going to actually text somebody right now and say, what do you find causes high sex? Do you find most of high HGB? And it could be toxic exposure as well. Whoops. SHGB.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so we want to find out that, but we don't have enough real information. Now, a really good test for somebody like this, especially since he has the ED, he has some abnormal blood findings, I'd go for a Dutch test on him because then you're going to see all the metabolites.
I was going to ask about that. So the Dutch test work as well. Yeah, I just think of Dutch tests for women.
No, because it gives you all the metabolites on the male side as well.
Right. Okay.
And without all the metabolites, we kind of shoot in the dark. And that's my problem with a lot of what Western medicine is practiced. It's a lot of dart throwing. Throw the darts, hope they land where they're supposed to. But if you don't do the right testing and you don't compare things properly, and you don't look functionally, you're just guessing. So, okay. Okay, so
if I were to work with the thyroid, will these things correct themselves without any band-aids or
sex hormones or the thyroid? It depends on how. Oh yeah, with that mild little thing, it's a matter of why. Why is he? He's only slightly under converting, but his free T4 is on the low end too. So what we want to know is his free T4 and free T3 on the low end because he's not making enough, or because his totals are high, but he's got too much of the high binding globulin. And let me just think about this a second. There's the interaction. If somebody has high testosterone, or usually it causes low thyroid binding globulin. And if somebody has excess estrogen, it can cause high thyroid binding globulin. And we don't know anything about this guy's thyroid binding globulin, by the way. We're just like throwing theoretical stuff out, but this is some of the missing information that we don't have. Does that make sense? Okay. And all of this is in this Thyroid Revive and Thrive book. Where's that other one, that cool chart? Where's that located? Because I know it's in this program as well, Lynn, and that's a good one for you guys to print out as well. Is it in this book? Is it at the end of this book, that really cool chart? Yeah. Here's how do you interpret thyroid labs. You just go ahead and circle what you find, and you can start to think about it. And then after this, on the next page, there's a really cool chart that tells you some ideas of what to do about it, how you can help them balance.
You also have this in the mastery component in your.
Yeah, but she doesn't have that yet. She just,
right. I'm just right for those of you who
it's in the it's all in the thyroid mastery module.
Okay. All right. Well, this is very cool. I'm trying to stay focused and finish my micronutrient module, and then I'll go tackle this.
Yeah, but here's
okay. The thing. Let me tell. Here's can I thing. Share?
Let me
something?
Tell you. You are going to learn so much from your cases. So don't feel like I have to go sequentially through my modules. You're going to take detours and that's how you're going to learn, right? And before the thyroid module even was open, the people who were in up until that point knew a lot of it already because we'd been through it so many times on these calls and it has come up. So don't be afraid to dig and take diversions and then come back. The program is going to provide you with an amazing core, like really detailed core, so that you start to think in terms of patterns and it just like all flows together. But don't be afraid to take diversions. Oh, I got somebody with really severe adrenal fatigue. Go look at our CAFE program, right? I wouldn't say jump ahead to our adrenal program, do the CAFE program. And then if you still need more, go into the adrenal, bring it to the calls like you're doing right now. Okay. That's how you're going to learn the best. And you're a thinker, which I love. I love watching you think, which is what you need to do to be in this job.
Well, thank you for saying that because I needed to hear that because I can get stuck on a sequential thing. And I actually have, now that you say that, I've had practical experience with that, having gone through this, you know, sweet spot and been, I'm still doing it. You know, I've been in the sweet spot for a year and I feel like I totally understand that one to the point that I was explaining to someone today who spent a lot of money over the last year with a functional medicine doc here in Austin. And I asked, well, are they addressing the blood sugar? No. Mm. I'm like, oh my goodness. And it's kind of like they've hit a plateau.
Yeah.
So, and I was amazed. I was listening to myself talk going, who is this woman speaking this?
Because, there you go. You impressed yourself. Good for
I
you.
I did. It's like, oh my gosh, I know more than I think I know.
Yep. It's repetition, repetition, repetition.
Well, I did it.
You did it.
You know, so I owned it because it worked for me. By the way, FYI, I got my labs back and I went from a 5.8 A1C to a 5.2 A1C.
Beautiful.
Less than a year.
Beautiful.
With the sweet spot program.
Beautiful. I love it. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. I see Mihaela asking, when does it start? We're going to be announcing an open registration on a webinar tomorrow. The first live call is the 27th. That's a kickoff call. And we're going to explain the new site and all that. And then there'll be five, I don't know how many calls after that, but we'll be sending out a link. Doreen was supposed to do that on Sunday in the newsletter. It wasn't in there. It was supposed to be a link that said, hey, if you want to get
it was in the NEPT newsletter.
It was. And it was a link that they could click to get it.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. So check the newsletter for Sunday and then just click that link and you'll automatically be signed up. And you come to the calls. Now I want you to know that on the sweet spot calls, the questions you ask are about you. So it's for you. When it kind of scares the folks away that are taking it for themselves when they get here, this practitioner on and asking all these really advanced questions about their clients, that's reserve that for our calls. But for those calls, it's like, that's the self-care part. I think I confused Teresa or somebody because I said, this is part, the self-nurturing part of this program is I give you access to the programs that I'm running free of charge, just included in your tuition that I'm running for the clients. Okay. So you get to go through it again if you've already gone through it. Okay. Cool.
So one thing I wanted to share for everybody, so the micronutrients module is probably our largest module.
Yes.
Something like 35 hours. So what I tell people when they get there, when you do your scheduling, schedule some time for that and another time for, let's say, module 5. Module 5 is history taking. Mm. That won't take you very long. Okay.
You got to request it though, request us to open it.
Right.
You need to have a thing on there that allows, well, anyway, maybe we can.
Yeah.
That's why I was pushing to get done with that module. That's why I had it in my head because I saw the next one was history taking, which
right.
I felt like I really wanted to get at. But right. I thought I had to get through micronutrients first to get there.
You don't have to.
Ask Lynn, she'll open it for you. Be nice to Lynn.
If it's
Lynn has the keys to the kingdom.
I tell people cycle back and forth. Spend some time in micronutrients, some time in module 5, some time in micronutrients. Then you can actually move on to the next module 6 is digestive mastery. So
that's a big one.
That's another big one. But still, it's, and so, but you know, you can just cycle.
Yeah, but the history taken is more light and it's more practical. I don't know why we should actually move it earlier in the sequence.
Well, we have moved it. That's why we moved it there. We wanted them to have that core information.
Yeah. We kind of played with this and go, what's the best order? And we're getting feedback from people and, you know, what's the best order to put them in?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Lynn Rose, if you,
sharing
the cost of the sweet spot. Sure, unless somebody else has anything else you want to look at here. The cost of the sweet spot to the public is $4.97. If you register as an affiliate, then you can give person your affiliate link and then you can get a affiliate commission. And if you wanted to give it back to somebody, you could. One of the ways you can do it, if you wanted to guide somebody through it, like Susan, you probably would be good to guide somebody through it. Get a friend to do it, right? And then you just, you know, we should get them a special affiliate code so they can get that sweet spot. I don't know how to do that though. Yeah. Anyway, but it's basically $4.97, and you guys can get it for the whatever 25% affiliate commission off of it. All right. Did we get you thoroughly confused now, Susan? Oh, you're muted now.
There we go. Yes, I am thoroughly confused, and yet I'm excited. It's an excited confusion. It's like, oh my, you know, it's like a challenge has been put before me.
Okay, look up at sex. This is your, let me give you homework.
Go.
Look up all the reasons for sex hormone binding globulin being elevated.
Yeah. That's excellent.
And come back and let's discuss it on the next call. Lynn, you don't have to pay to go into Sweet Spot, Lynn. It's free. So you don't need to spend anything more. It's free for you guys. You get all my programs for free. Okay?
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah, Maria's saying she can't get into your program. Did you?
I have a couple of things, but I had raised my hand before, but...
Still not able to get in?
No, the only thing that I see is the ACR, the practice building, and the Shine when I go to INE. So I used to have access to
everything.
Stuff, yes, and it's disappeared. And I thought that was me, but, but it doesn't look, well, it is me, but I'm not sure. So, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Lynn, if you log out, Maria.
I already did that. So,
Lynn can log in as you and see if she can figure out what's going on.
Right. Because I know that, I believe we spoke before, because your password changed.
Well, you gave me that, but I wasn't sure how can it change if I can log in. I mean, it's just the access. I mean,
you can get in, but she can get log in, but she can't get access. So it's not the password.
Okay. Unless there is an underneath kind of different password for something.
Shouldn't be. Boy, I'm blank. You guys can still hear me.
Yeah.
Right?
Huh?
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Maybe we can take this offline. So
yeah. So she'll look at that. But if you have other questions, we can answer.
Yes, I do.
If not, she'll pass it on to the tech team.
Yeah. Lynn, do you need me to send you anything?
Not right now.
No? I'll share with you, Lynn, so you know what I have access to. Can you see my screen?
Okay. That.
It says nutritional endocrinology over there. Just click that
one. Yeah, it does, but this is all I see.
She doesn't have any PT.
No,
she
I see
have IRS.
Well, no, I do, but I come over here and here. I still... You know,
NPT, click it.
Yeah.
Click on foundations. Click on foundations, not core. Yeah, click on foundations.
Now, all this stuff was not.
I don't see IRSPT or CMDS there either.
Oh,
right.
Click on foundations. It should be under foundations.
Now.
But no,
these are just NAPT. Before you go to INE homepage, and I would see all these things that she's seeing. So you see INE home over here?
Yeah.
Those are the only things I see before.
Go to the right-hand side. See the drop-down menus on the right?
Yeah, they're very limited as well.
All right, well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so you see, I mean, I have the same thing. So
we'll click on, I see that's the core, not the regular. Yeah.
Right.
That's weird.
Okay, this could be related to the fact that I finished my payments.
No. No. Yeah, we don't take things away
because,
from you. When you
because pay. I think it was coincidentally about the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll double check, but
I'm okay. We'll get it back.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I'll stop sharing over here. Okay, so the questions I have are marketing. So what would you ask somebody? Okay, I spoke in that event, right? That mm-hmm. went that well. And I'm asking the host to write a kind of review kind of thing. And what would you ask? How would you rate a speaker? What would you ask him? Because I want to give him kind of like I call pointers, you know, what to think about, because people are going to write about, oh, she was great. I mean, what that doesn't mean she
right. So you want to be, how clear was the presentation?
Yeah.
How pertinent to your needs was the topic?
Uh-huh.
How well did the speaker stay on point with and you know, follow the agenda they laid out?
Yeah.
How well did the speaker, would you recommend the speaker to someone else?
Yeah.
And you would do them on a scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, yeah, whichever you prefer. Yeah. How likely are you to recommend this speaker to someone else to speak at another event or to, yeah, you don't want to have too many questions. So I think leaving it at 4 or 5.
So basically, you know, so as he writes, he's going to think about, Maria was very clear. She stayed to her points. And, you know, to me, it's like engaging, you know, there are things like that anybody wants to know. I think, you know, how, you know, clear is fine, but I think there is engagement, you know, and I might be wrong here because
let me just be clear on this. Is this a form you're going to ask him to have the participants fill out, or this is what you want to know from him?
No, I want to know from him.
Okay. Yeah. So you just phrase those questions in a way that,
right.
How well did she stay on task? How pertinent was this to my audience?
Yeah.
How engaged did the audience seem to be? Yeah. Would you invite her back to another, to
speak
again to your audience?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't want to put like too many things. Okay. I have those things in mind. Sounds good. Okay. The other question I have is, I'm getting kind of, maybe overwhelmed or paralyzed with this stupid, you know, when you have to set up the sequence of emails to people, autoresponder, which I have been avoiding. And there is all these things that I would like people to get access or to receive or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to overwhelm. I don't want to, you know, get lost in translation. And so how would you recommend the sequence of emails?
So you met with these people, right? You met them at an event. You spoke at the event. They gave you your name, and you're going to give them whatever resource they ask for, that chart or whatever, right?
Yeah, and that's fine. But I'm thinking,
so that's now, the first email is give them what you told them, make a connection, tell them how much you care about, you know, their health. Next one, you might check in and say, hey, you know, did you get the form? Are you finding it useful? Maybe give them a pointer about how, you know, what I usually do with mine is I print it out and then I laminate it and put it on my refrigerator and every day. So I'm going to challenge you to every day, you know, to put it on your refrigerator and check off what you're doing. Right. So you're giving them useful information. Before you're trying to sell them into a program or anything, you're getting them to like go, wow, this Maria, she really knows her stuff. Right? She's really smart and she really knows her stuff and she's super generous.
Yeah.
So you do one email where you give them what they asked for. You do another one where you tell them how to use what they asked for.
Okay. So that's a separate one. Okay.
Right. A separate email.
Okay.
Okay. It often takes 7 touches.
Oh no. Actually,
for generosity and connection before they're going to open up their wallet to you.
Yeah. I think it's 16 now. Yeah, I heard that from a marketing
16
person.
Is a lot. So then don't be afraid to write to them and write back and say, hey, it's Maria again. Maybe you're tired of hearing from me, but I have something really important for you today. And then you give them something else.
Okay, so how
you might want to check out my Facebook community. I have a free Facebook community, and I challenge people every day. We do.
So you don't want to give. How many things would you give in one email?
One
giveaway.
One click. One giveaway.
One giveaway. Okay.
It might be two clicks to it. Maybe in the PS you have another click to it, but all of them should go to one place. Don't say, and I have this, and then I have this, and then I have this. Confused.
Okay. That's
you already overwhelmed them.
That's right. And
right.
And so that will be my tendency.
Per email. Don't be afraid to send, if you're not bothering them, if you're sending them useful stuff, then you say, hey, you may not know about it, but I have this online community. It's whatever. Here it is. And it's on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, check it out. We have a great community. We share recipes and we do some live workouts together. It's really great to help you stay on track.
Okay. So so you're talking about how many days apart you do this? Once a week or you do?
No. Every 2 days initially.
Okay.
You want to keep yourself top of mind. If you give them something and a week later you don't write again, they go, and who the hell is she?
Right.
I don't even remember her. But if you're in their inbox every other day with something really valuable and connecting, they're going to go, oh, Maria's thing. I want to read what she has to give me today.
Right.
The last few times she's been giving me all these great tips and pointers.
Okay.
You're building a relationship. It's called a nurture sequence. You're building a relationship.
Well, who is nurturing me?
Now here's the thing. A lot of times we want
just to give. I'm like, give me some love for goodness sake. By the way, I cannot see you. Where are you?
I don't know. My thing disappeared. I don't know if it's my camera or what. That's why I keep asking, can you still hear me? Because you can't see me anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. She tortures me. So I'll just give her some love. She tortures me and I keep coming back for more.
Yeah, exactly.
Twice a week, most of the time. And then my legs hurt the next day. And I'm like, oh, okay, Maria, damn it. And then I'm like, okay, what are you going to do to me today? She made me do hold plank for 15 seconds and then do 5 push-ups and then hold plank for 15 seconds and then do 5 push-ups 5 times all in a row. So that's 25 push-ups and whatever, over a minute of hold plank.
They're like 1-inch push-up. I mean, goodness sake.
But just even holding plank for that long. Anyway, she tortures me, but it's good stuff. So if you want to have somebody who's going to make sure you exercise, she's the one.
Okay, so I understand
Nurture. But here's the thing. You don't want to just come off like you're trying to sell them something right off the bat, unless it's some, inexpensive thing. But so even then, it works to do that, but then get them to a page where they're going to download the next resource. And on that page, there's very tempting thing they're going to click to that may be something they could buy from you, like a personal training session. So instead of directly in your email saying, buy this, you say, hey, download if you liked that chart, here's another chart. And I usually put these together side by side on my refrigerator. So here's that chart. But when they get to that page in the column or across the top is entice them to join your Facebook group, but also might be something that entices them about your booty camp or one-on-one personal training sessions.
At which point, I guess, for that is fine, but I know we're specifically talking about that because I spoke on fitness, so I can have something specific for fitness, but I want to offer them my energy audit, right?
Yeah, so that at any point in time, that's free, honey. So of course you're going to say, you might be feeling like I'm giving you so much, but you're not exactly sure where to start. You're not exactly sure. You don't have quite the energy for this, but you're not really sure what to do about it. Let's do an energy audit. You have them fill out a form before they do the energy audit?
Yes, they do. It's a small little
Fill out a quick questionnaire.
Very few questions.
Fill out a quick questionnaire. I'll get to know what some of your pain points are. And then we'll have a conversation for 30 minutes, whatever it is. And let's see how I can help you.
And so that that can be maybe after email number two or three or something like that.
Maybe by three, you can do it.
When I do maybe the Facebook or something like that.
Well, I would probably do it after the Facebook. So one is the thing, two is where, you know, maybe three is it, maybe four, you're going energy audit.
Yeah.
So they're not suspicious at that point. If you like right away, send them an email. I just met you at this thing and let's do an energy audit together.
Yeah.
It feels like, oh, she's trying to sell me something.
That's right. That's right.
But if you've nurtured them up to that point, they're going, oh, okay. Yeah. She's gotten to know me here.
Okay. So I guess I can, if the population is like, let's say somebody signed up just in my normal website, right?
You have the same nurture sequence.
But even giving my fitness thing?
Whatever. Okay, they sign up for one thing. This is good for all of you to hear. So you want people to come to your website or when you go to an event, you want to give them something free so you collect their name. You may have like five different things you give out free. So five different pages you send them to. The first email is going to be specific to that. But after that, you just pop them into this set nurture sequence. They all funnel into this one nurture sequence that gives them all kinds of cool stuff. That way for you, it's less work.
Yeah.
And for them, they get what they ask for. You always have to do that. And maybe even do two for what they ask for. The second one might be just checking to make sure you got it. Here's the link again. Here's how I would use it. I always give them tips. I'll say, oh, have you tried out the recipe on page 27, it's a really cool chocolate bonbon recipe and everybody loves it. Well, of course they're going to now open the freaking book because you told them there's a chocolate bonbon in there, right?
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. I think I got it.
And I've put it off too, so you're not alone, but just do it.
Huh? I'm not alone.
I said
what now?
Not alone. I've put it off too. It's not something that I'm sitting down to, but just put it, like you say, with the fitness. Okay. Put it on your calendar. Set. You're going to sit down. There's this guy who says you should be able to write each of these emails in 12 minutes. I think he's a bunch of hooey, but let's say each email will take a half hour. All right. Yeah. So then you just devote a half an hour to every day for 7 days until you get them done.
Yes.
And put it on your calendar, and you have an accountability partner, because I know you're still meeting with Isabel or somebody that's your accountability partner, Patty, whatever. And you tell your accountability partner that you want them to just check in with you to make sure you wrote that email every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I do want to tell you something about it. Remember the thing that I did for the school, the culinary school?
Yeah.
So they really loved it. They absolutely loved it. I talked to the lady, it's the instructor, teacher, whatever, you know, call, I don't know. But she says that she's going to try to put me into some advisory board of the school system.
Nice.
I know. And then they meet kind of a couple times a year, but she's also has a meeting on the 23rd of March with, you know, there's like a Georgia Technical College System or something like that, that has all these colleges of culinary schools and they all meet, you know, there's like, I think, 10 or 12, I cannot remember, that they all meet. And she said that she can introduce me to some folks.
Nice.
And then, you know, if I, you know, put into some kind of calendar, you know, of events, then I can come and speak, you know, and I think I'm really excited about this because that is really going to the core of those folks, you know, if you can help them.
And I know that, you know, what you want to do, even if you're not making offers or offering anything, you always want to seed how you can help them.
Oh, yeah. No, I did that. I think I did that very well. Thank you.
Okay,
for
good.
That one, I did because I was able to ask. It's a small class.
Good.
And I was able to ask why they were there. And So a lot of them are really very personal stuff, and some want to take to the career level of becoming chef. So I really gave to them and inspired them and said, look, you get your health, then you inspire other people and think about your culinary business and how you want to actually. So I think I felt very inspired about that. I really felt really good doing that. I think the classroom kind of environment, you know, and it was small. I think I do really well on small. Yes.
Listen to all the feedback you get for all of you when you do things in your community, or you think about how you're feeling when you're doing it and go, okay, well, maybe that this means is one of my offerings is going to be these small little intimate retreat type settings where I'm teaching people in a small group how to do stuff. I love that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can make more of a difference, I think. You know, and it's great to get all this, you know, hey, I would not have a problem to talk to 1,000 people, but, you know, but you cannot get intimate, you know, and that's...
Right, you can get intimate and you can charge more for that small intimacy setting. So I agree, we all should be thinking about what it is that lights your fire when you're setting up your business. And if you hate... whatever thing it is that you hate. I personally, I hate all the record keeping. I hate having to keep, it's just such a, cause I want to be so detailed and all that. So I prefer doing a group thing. I prefer being able to be more spontaneous and do, you know, practical stuff, right? Not that I don't have a few private people that I work with that I do that for, but I don't like doing that. So why would I want a full, you know, 40 hour a week private client practice? Even if I could charge a fortune and make a ton of money, I'd be like drained because it doesn't turn me on.
Yeah, I agree. I like to speak more than making notes.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys, if anybody has a question and you want to talk or whatever, just raise your hand. And so, when I'm talking to one person, if I don't see other hands coming up, I'm not going to cut them off. But if other people are waiting, then we'll kind of do a round robin. So raise your hand and we'll see. Because I just see Maria's hand up. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I just want to share real quickly that the amount of information you give in terms of business and so forth, as much as she's given Maria here, it's expansive when you're in the practice accelerator. I'm just going to put a plug in for that.
Well, yeah. And you know, here's the thing. I started to think about this. Hey, Mahala, you have a question? Okay, good. I started to think about this as we're doing this launch, right? And I started out with like 600 people on my list, and they were mostly soccer moms and, you know, friends and family members and a few clients. And we've expanded now, and our list is over 120,000 people on it. And we just enrolled almost 40,000 people into our launch. We're just giving away free stuff. That's the stuff you can be doing, right? And that's the stuff that I can help you to do, because part of it is becoming confident in yourself. And that takes probably more doing than most things, right? Feeling like I have something to offer and it's okay for me to offer it. So just as you start to feel that, who am I? Realize you are. I see you a lot, Janine, on like the Strategy or Dirty Jeans commenting. You always have great advice for people. You're very good at sharing. So, you know, you all kind of think like that imposter syndrome, right? Who has the imposter syndrome where it's like, oh, they're going to find out I don't know as much as I know, and then I'm going to be screwed, right? You know more than they do. And if you don't, you just say, okay, I'll find out. Who was it said that to me? Janet, I think, said that to me. She said, there's just so many times you can say, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you. I said, well, there's a lot of ways to say it. Wow, that's such a good question. I haven't researched that area yet. I am so excited to research that for you. I'll get back to you with an answer. And, oh, well, that's real interesting. Nobody's ever presented it that way before. I'll look into it and get back. I mean, there's so many ways, and that's how you learn. Is when somebody keeps coming to you and they say, well, I have this and I have that. And you're telling them, well, stop eating gluten and stop doing this and do this. It's like, how many more times can you say that? But they come to you and they have like Susan's thing where she goes, sex hormone, binding globulin. I haven't even heard of that thing before. What the heck is it? Now you got something to learn. That's how you're going to learn, is every time somebody has something new. And you know, you're going to feel like an imposter. You're going to feel like, I hope they don't find out that I don't know everything. But the truth of the matter is, none of us know everything. Right? And I look things up all the time. And I hope I'm always looking things up until the day I die, because I don't want to get to the point where I know everything, because I'd be bored. Right? So I just want to, you know, these are all common emotions when you're first moving into it, or even, I mean, doctors that have been in practice 20 years. I mean, I talk to colleagues who are like, how do you know this? I feel so stupid, you know? Like, well, you've been focusing on this area. I've been focusing on this area. And when we merge it together, we learn a lot. So anyway, it comes from confidence, and it comes from being willing to be bold and say, wait a minute, those guys out there are suffering, and they're suffering because they're not getting the advice they need. Who am I to keep my mouth shut and not help them? How fair is that? Right? So just know that you have it and do it, and I can guide you through that process. So I think it was Mihaela was next.
Next. Yeah. Hi everybody. Hi. So after listening to Maria, now I'm panicking because I didn't even have that in my radar. But so after we talked a week ago or so, I came up with my flyer for the gene. Genetic based weight loss.
Right.
I did, I actually chose to put it on the back of the flyer. I put what I offer in the program. I had a list, and then I actually wrote a PowerPoint presentation where I'm going over obesity, hormones, how genetics can play a role into that, and how GI health also plays a role into obesity. Kind of focusing more on the genetic testing. So, and why is that important to be done when you try to lose weight? So, but that's all I have. So,
and then like, that's a presentation that you could do for the pharmacy group, for the church group, for you know, a culinary school group, the OA, Overeaters Anonymous group, right? Because those people are struggling, and they're blaming themselves, thinking that they're bad people, but really there's some genetic things. So there's a lot of places you can do that. Maria's in a different space here. She's been doing this a little longer in terms of, you know, doing the marketing and the press. So don't feel like you're behind anything. And we're not working yet with the online piece, right? You're looking at your local area, being able to take and do these presentations. You don't need all that, but you do, like, but we didn't get there yet. So it's good when you have a presentation to have a back end to move them into. I'm going to admit here, I don't have all that done. I mean, I have a lot of places they could go, but I don't have my really great, well thought out funnel that everybody goes into.
Okay.
And I still got 120,000 people on my list. Okay. So it's all a matter of the model, and it's going to help you. Had I done this a long time ago, I would have grown it much faster. Right. So it's a great way to do it. And whenever you're speaking to people, you always want to follow up. There's a lot of people who go in and they do a great presentation and they have no way to follow up, or they say, here's my website. And what happens is, if you go in and talk to those folks, right? Say you do this with the genetic testing thing and you offer a program. If you're in a speak to sell situation where the host is allowing you to make an offer for those people to sell, that's great. Or if you're hosting it yourself, you can. But there are some situations where you can't. You can only lead collect, right? Which means, hey, you know, give me your name and email. Like what Maria did was, give me your name and email address, and I'll give you this really cool chart that you can laminate and put on your refrigerator to keep track of your fitness. Right.
Okay.
So what is that? That at when you do one of those presentations, if you can't do a sell, then what can you do? And you collect the names. And even if you can do a sell, it's a good idea to get the names anyway and follow up with them, because the ones that didn't buy, you want to be able to follow up with. Right? And having that nurture sequence behind, which will reiterate a lot of the points that you made in your talk.
Okay.
And educate them a little further. And always think about, when you're writing these series, what's your ultimate goal? Where do you want them to land? I may write a sequence if I do a presentation. I may write a sequence after because I want them to end up getting into the sweet spot program.
Okay.
But if I wanted them to get into any PT, it'd be a very different sequence that I would write to help guide them and give them information that would help them make that decision. Make sense?
Yeah. And so if I am allowed to sell a program, so in my case, when I give the presentation, my goal would be to be able to test them genetically and then from there either to work on their gut or their hormones, balance all that out and help them lose weight, right?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. So if I am allowed to pitch a sale, right? Is it okay for me to have like one slide at the end and say, all right, this is what you get?
Absolutely. And it can be more than that. And I can share with you guys, I should do this on one of our education calls because there's a process that I'm just learning how to do that. It's very subtle when you're moving into an offer. And I'm spending a lot of time right now taking a lot of things I've learned so that they don't even notice that I've moved into an offer.
Okay.
I say, this is what you need to do to fix. This is the problem. These are the things that you can do to fix the problem. Now let's summarize. So first step is this. Second step is this. Third step is this. And then you're slowly going into, and the testing that you really need to do is this for you, this genetic testing, right? Mm-hmm. And then you do this genetic testing. And maybe the presentation that you do, and I'm just saying this is one of the options, maybe not necessarily the right one at this point, but you can do a presentation that presents a problem that you can solve. And then you can talk about one solution to the problem. Like say there's three solutions that you might talk about in this. And the third one, which is going to lead to your program, is the genetics, right? Working to the genetics. You may talk about it could be a blood sugar imbalance, right? It could be that you have it could be this. It could be, a microbiome imbalance and you've got more of these Firmicutes and not enough of the others. Or it could be this genetic thing. And then that's where you spend most of your time talking about the genetic base for it and connecting that testing the genetics helps in both of those other cases too, because you're going to see some markers that tie it into the genetics. And then you make an offer for this program. So this is why I'm so excited. And all of my patients I have go through this now. Any patient that has trouble with weight loss, I have them do this genetic testing. And Sarah, who did it a couple of weeks ago, she'd been stuck at this weight. She finally did it. We shifted her diet. She was eating too many carbs and not enough protein. She was eating too much protein and not enough carbs. Did some minor shifts to that. Looked like she also had some gut stuff. We made her, put her on some specific probiotics that were indicated by the test. And now she's 15 pounds lighter and she's blah, 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 blah. You give them hope and they go, oh, I want that. And then you say, and I can offer this to you because you have a very good price for it. When it was like $375 or something for the testing and the evaluation.
Yeah.
Right? We'll start there.
I went up after we talked.
Okay. She's going, okay, sign me up. No.
So I did it for one of my friends for $350. For the second one, I bumped it to $400.
Good girl.
$495.
Good.
Yeah.
It's still a deal. When you told me, I'm like, that's really a deal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just because I got my results back and sure enough, I should never be on a keto diet, which I've been trying for the last 2 years. And the more I would try to cut the sugar out of my life, the more weight I would gain. Mm. And so it turns out that I'm homozygous for a gene that will, if I eat any excess fat, I will just gain weight.
There you go. So, right.
Good
thing to know, right? Because people are going, should I go on the Atkins diet? Should I go on the keto diet? Should I go on the...
Yeah, it's so popular these days.
Pritikin diet, right?
Yeah. And my other revelation was, which I kind of suspected that's where I would be, is that I should never have such an aggressive workout like
marathons. Doing.
So I'm like, oh, like you know, after I tortured myself through marathons and all that.
And so. Yeah, she went through, she trained for marathon. She did the marathon. She trained, she lost a pound.
1 pound. 1 pound after running 37 miles a week. Yeah, finished 2 full marathons, 6 half marathons, and I'm gaining weight. I'm like, okay.
Good to know. Good to know. Maria says, is it include the 23? It doesn't include 23andMe. It's a specific, it's another test. It's a gene test, but it's very specific for the food and the exercise stuff. So you can create a food and, a weight loss plan, basically.
Can you hear me? Hmm? Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, so this is through Kashi Labs and they look at 5 genes, basically. And each one of them is related to metabolism, sugar and fat processing, and leptin, ghrelin. So basically, these are the 3 hormones that they look at indirectly, insulin, ghrelin, and leptin. And
cool. That's great. That's great. And that includes your consultations and analysis. So I think that's, I'm creating a plan for them. So that's good. And she has to pay like $200 to the lab or something? Or
It's $189.
$189, yeah.
So, and my understanding is from the lab that we're saying that if you start getting a lot of patients, they might actually drop my price.
Okay, for bulk, yeah. Yeah, great. So yeah, so think about that. Like if you have the talk with these folks, since you're going to make an offer at the thing, you see how it goes. And if you're selling a lot of it, then focus on that and then do the other thing in the background, right? You have limited time. But then, okay, for the folks that didn't buy or places where you're going to go and just do a talk where you're not allowed to sell, what would be the steps and the correspondence I could do with these people that's going to help them make a decision that, oh yeah, they need this? Make sense? Oops. I can't hear her anymore. Can anybody hear her? Can you guys hear? Yeah? No?
No, I don't know.
There she, oops, she's kind of fading out.
Yeah.
Oops. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah, my internet is slow for some reason.
Oh, yeah, then turn off your picture. It'll help.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. A couple of things I just saw in here. Are you still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you have any more? Where we
do put everything. So you.
Oh, darn it.
Just so. I'm just letting you know.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to hear. You kept, like, I heard the beginning and the end, but I didn't hear the middle. All right. Well, I'm going to go on. And then, if you have more, then keep, you know, try to get in again and repeat it. Cause I just, I'm hearing little bits and snippets of what you're saying. Lynn Rose asked, T4 is Synthroid, isn't it? And I'm going to have you say that sentence the opposite way. Synthroid is T4. T4 is the natural hormone that's produced by the thyroid. Synthroid is a synthetic form of T4. Let's see. And as far, I didn't see that link in that email, Lynn. I don't know if it was in there, so we'll make sure that we get it out to you. It's very easy to get you in there. You just have to click this link in an email, and it'll send you there.
I'll look again. I was sure when I proofed it, I saw it.
Really? Okay, I didn't see it when I just – there were other links in there, and it's kind of confusing and overwhelming when there's lots of links in an email. So we have to work on that. And Lynn Rose and everybody else, if you want to do the sweet spot – with it, with us, do it for yourself, go through it, see how it works for you, and then go on. You're going to get a link in your inbox that you just click it and you'll automatically get put in. If you've been through it before, there's going to be, the way that this new site works, it'll have marked that you were through it before and it'll open the whole thing up to you. But if you want to go through it step by step and get the emails and all that, there'll be a little thing on the dashboard that says reset, start at the beginning. So you can click that if you want to go through it with us. Okay. And you guys don't have to pay for it. You get all of my programs. Janine says, I found health tracking info in practitioner retreats dashboard full of great body system tracker sheets. That's true too. So there's just so much on the site. There's definitely, if you haven't had open to you yet the history taking, there's definitely some good health tracking stuff in the practitioner retreats, including a little short 3-page history. That's a great place to start, right? If you just want to find out basic stuff, you'll have it in a Word doc so you can pull out questions you don't like. You can add in questions you do like. You can put in your footer at the bottom. So it's in a done for you. Janine says, oh my, I was with a 102-year-old woman an hour ago with other women 100 making cookies, but we made hand warmers and applied essential oils. I explained the benefits that they would receive instead of meds to help their mood and memory. Very good, Janine. I love it. And you meet with them every month. How sweet. Janine, I'm trying to think of a name for my practitioner website. No niche, but does it matter? It depends on what you're trying to do. So whenever you're trying to come up with a name, you want the name to be appealing to the people that you're working with. It helps to have a niche of some sort, whether the niche be related to what they're all, the common problem that they all have, the common profession they're all in. But if you get on and ask the, tell me a little bit more, what do you mean by your practitioner website?
Because I don't really feel like I have a name for myself.
You as a practitioner. Like your practice. You want to have a name for yourself. It could be something fluffy and generic that people would resonate with. You know, some people have it, you know, various. Lynn chose Feeding Your Health. Isabel has a vibrant living kind of thing. So
something that fits your personality.
Something that fits your personality that you like. I couldn't come up with it early on. I'm like, what am I going to call this? I named it this thing and then that thing. And then I ended up just calling it my name because I knew I wasn't going to change that. But think about what inspires you. Think about why you're doing this and what result you want to get for people.
Yeah. The only thing that comes back to my life to me is, you know, living again. So I'm trying to find words around that.
Living again.
Living, yeah. I feel like I've been dead.
But I like
15.
It. Kinda.
Huh?
I kind of like living again.
Oh, yeah, just those words.
That explains it. I like those words. Anybody else have thoughts on those words? Living again, you know, that rebirth of the finding yourself, of, you know, getting rid of the things that are holding you back, like getting a renewed sense of the things that give you juice and joy. Mm-hmm. I like living again, actually.
Well, because that's what it is. You know, I felt like I was dying for so many years, and only up to 2 years ago, that's what it felt like. I felt like I was 80 years old sitting here waiting to die.
Wow.
And it's
that
another
life. That is a powerful story, girl. That's
yeah,
a powerful
one day.
Story, and I'm going to encourage you to sit down and start writing your story.
Yeah, I have a journal next to my bed, and I try to write down my thoughts as I
have
them.
But I'm saying an about page that's going to really tell that story that people are going to go, whoa, she's been to hell and back, and I want to work with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And remember what I said a few weeks ago, and I said it in the NEPT journal or the weekly newsletter as well, is establish that you're ordinary. And then establish that you're extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yeah.
And my mission is to help people like you who feel like your life is close to being over to get your life back and get back to living again.
Yeah. I see people walking around, they look like they're half dead.
And they think about it. They think they're supposed to be that way. So they're
and money can't buy it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's because that's what they're told, right? You have cirrhosis. You have an autoimmune disease, you have whatever, and you're going to have it for the rest of your life. So, you know, think about hanging up your shingle and putting your legs up and watching some good old TV.
Yeah. I'm half alive, not half dead.
I like Living Again, quite frankly. Sit with it.
Yeah.
Sit with it and think about a really catchy tagline that describes that, what that feels like to be living again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to sit with that one.
Yeah, I like it, actually. Anybody have thoughts on that?
I'm on my phone now.
Yeah, I saw. Let's see.
Okay. So I'll jot that down and pull up words around it.
Yeah, pull up words around it.
Yeah.
You didn't get that link. So yeah, I think that it didn't go in there, and I think we need to send another email out. We should do it. We should do it right away tomorrow.
Yeah, because it just said retreat.
She signs up for everything, even though she has it already. We got to get it out there so she knows she can get it, because she'll pay for it. We have somebody on this group that every time we'd offer anything, she'd be like the number one person to buy it. And we go, Scott would go, what? She's in NEPT, isn't she? She has this already. We got to give her a refund. Like, yeah. But yeah, I want to avoid that.
I think it just had the retreat or the retreat and to sign up for affiliate in the last email.
Oh, for the affiliate. That might be what she.
That was what was in the email. Yeah. And retreat. So.
Oh, so Maria said the name of her book is going to be Reinvent Yourself, which is somewhat similar. I like Living Again. Go look up, go right now to Google and do a search. Or go to godaddy.com or something like that and just look up Living Again. And if it's available, grab it as a URL. I bet it's not available.
Yeah, I used to have a GoDaddy account.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
There is a book series called Living Again.
You might be able to modify it slightly to get the URL. It's good to get a URL, but it's not good to get a URL if somebody has the .com, don't get the .org, because they're going to get all your traffic.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you have come up with this great name for a website and you can't get it, the .com, but the .org is available, people say, I'll just get the .org. No, don't get it if somebody has the .com, because they're going to get your traffic. Because they may hear
you
say, go to blah, 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 .org. They don't catch the .org. They go to the .com and somebody else gets your traffic.
Yeah, when and I don't
see a URL that says Living Again.
Do you know how to look at GoDaddy.com?
Yeah, no, I had a GoDaddy. I had a website before when I was selling black seed oil.
But if you put it in.
And I bought everything. I bought
it. Buy it, because somebody else, they monitor that, and then somebody else buys it and tries to sell it for $1,000.
Yeah, I bought all of them. Like, you can, back then I had the option, I bought .net, .org,
yeah, you can buy all of everything. Them, but don't buy anything other than .com if the .com is taken.
Right.
So Maria said livingagain.us is available, but that means livingagain.com probably isn't.
Right.
Yeah, so you'd look at what they are, and then you can think about ways. Living Again LLC is available. It's hard to.
I'll come up with a tag.
I'm Living Again, something like that, or Get Living Again, or Start Living Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll work on that. All right. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Anybody else? Lynn Rose says she's looking forward to the retreat. Oops. She just read a book called Reinventing Yourself. Maria, is that what you said it was going to be? Yeah, we'll look them up. And here's the thing with books. You can write a book. You don't have to worry about getting a publisher. You can write a book. You can do an under 100-page book, which is what people will read. If it's over 100 pages, chances are good that nobody will read it. It's too long. People are busy. And you put it on Kindle. And you can do a Kindle book bestseller campaign on it. Get it up there. I mean, you sell it for 99 cents, tell everybody you know, go buy it for 99 cents. You get a flood of traffic. You get a bestseller. You have a book. And then you take it and you do this little formatting thing they tell you how to do, and you go to Create Space, you upload it, and then people can buy it that way. Yep. So it's very easy to have a book. 2121, Reinvent Yourself. That's right. It's your thing. It's a healthy thing. 60 pages or less, 90 to 100%. That's right. Yeah. 60 pages or less. And we go, what, 60 pages? I could just take a transcript of it, any of my calls, and that's a 60-page book, right? I could hire somebody to take all my transcripts from all, like, Sweet Spot, and I could have all those made into books, you know, very easy. So come up with something you really, and then you have a book, even if it's not a bestseller, you have a book. And then when you go to a conference and you talk to them, or you go into the bookstore, or you go into the church and you're talking about, hey, I'd like to speak to your group. I'm the author of, here, let me give you a copy of my book, right? And the other thing you do in your book is you put links back to a site. So I have in my book, it says www.unstoppablehealthresources.com. They go there, they opt in, they get to a page that has all of these recipes and all these really cool things in it. And that way you get them on your mailing list to be able to send them in through your nurture sequence. So lots of stuff you can do with a book. It doesn't have to be a bestseller. It doesn't have to be anything more than something that comes from your heart that you, oh, you can't even see it. I'm holding up my book, but nobody can see me. I should turn my video off and then start it again and see if it works. Yay! Okay, I came back. There. My book. Yay. And inside my book, I have a link to, you know, the place where they can get all this stuff. And it's all written in the appendix. So. Okay. Anything else? Anybody?
No, but that was a great book. I share that with everybody.
Do you? Thank you.
Yeah.
I was talking about it on Strategene or something the other day.
Yeah, Strategene, FMTV. I get a lot of people there because they're around the world. And on Kindle, it's 99 cents. Mm. And then they want to be practitioners because everybody's learning
Mike's
so much.
Just 99 cents on Kindle?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I got it for.
Yeah, I think I brought it up. But it's still cheap. It's maybe $2.99.
Yeah.
$8.99, I mean, it, you can get the physical.
Yeah, but it's a great inspirational book. It's somebody, it's a living person. You feel like you're right there in the kitchen making the smoothies, you know, and the recipes. And yeah, it kind of just feels like a normal person transforming their life.
I wanted it to be like, you know, how many times do you buy, how many people's books do you have on your shelf that you haven't opened?
Oh, well, Dirty Jeans is still sitting there and I got it.
Yeah, I listened to it, but I still have it sitting by my bed because in the book, unfortunately in the audio, it'll say, oh, and look at the list of quest of whatever symptoms in the supplement guide. And I'm like, what's that? I'm on mine. I don't have a supplement guide. So I want to open the book and see, you know, because I thought he did a really great job of writing that book. So if you guys haven't gotten Dirty Jeans by Ben Lynch, I highly recommend it. He really simplifies it down, and he really is, it's the stuff that we teach, right? It's like everybody wants to address the genes, this for that, the supplement for the gene. And he's going, do, what does he call it? A scrub. Do the scrub and then do a spot cleaning. And the scrub is what? It's what we're teaching people how to do every day, right?
And he insists on that.
Yeah. He said, don't
every video.
Yeah. Every single
foundations, yeah. Foundations.
Yeah. Yes. And you can use the book. If it's a small book, it's not going to cost you much. I think this thing costs us $2 to print. And that's, it's 128 pages is all it is.
So the other thing I wanted to mention, because what you did with the book, then you create a resource sheet that's on the site, and there's, you know, that funnel piece. And if you go in your PBSS modules, you'll see a call there from Mike Koenigs where he talks about writing a book and using that as a vehicle to create a program.
Yeah, and he carries books around with him. And if he starts a conversation with somebody, he'll just like write a little note. Call me. I think I can help you with this. I'd love to support you with that. And he puts his phone number and he gives him a book. Like, it's memorable, right? You're going to remember the guy rather than the little card that gets thrown in your suitcase and you never find it again. And you go, who was that guy? So it's a great way. And at a conference, like if Maria went to talk to those people, I mean, if this book cost her like $1.50 to write, to print, she could have those copies and just give it away with, you know, have it autographed with her phone number, you know, call, check it out, call me for a consult, right? and you make a connection with people.
But I will say, though, the magic that I've been learning about it, because I'm kind of in a group that has this goal of writing this book in 90 days.
That's great.
Is really the strategies to get people's address. And that is, you know, because once you have the people's address, mm-hmm. then you really can market in a different level, you know, send them cards, birthdays, so you can get more in touch. So you become much more, I guess, intentional with marketing, because people don't get stuff on the mail anymore.
Right.
And you can
How
send
are you getting
them,
their address? What's that?
Because you say, hey, put your address over here and I'll send you the book. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't kind of just give it away.
Don't just give it away. I like that.
No. You actually put, say,
get their write address.
Down, and get their address and I'll send you the book. Just write it right here, you know, and done. And that is very easy. So, and then you can come up with an excuse saying something, you know, you don't want to carry anything. It's going to come to your doorstep. You know, easy.
Yeah, you don't have to carry it home, right?
You don't have to carry weight home and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think that is one of the major things they're discussing. And yes, the strategy is, like somebody said, that is trying to write a book for 8 years, I think was Lynn. And this group is saying, you know what, this is what really struck me. And it says, first of all, do not think that people are going to read your book. What is very, very important is to have a beautiful cover and a very enticing name. So the name has to be, you know, and I'm not saying that my name is going to stick to it. That's the name that I want, you know, but maybe somebody else is going to say, well, maybe it's not. To me, it sounds appealing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the name is, the title is critical, and the cover. And you cannot feel, you know, take it personal if somebody's going to read it. Do not think that anybody's going to read it. What you got to think is focus that this all of a sudden can open the doors for you to speak in corporations, for you to speak into any other events, for you to just say, hey, you know, nonprofits, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the goal.
It does open doors.
It's just to open the doors, because now we differentiate ourselves from the other health coaches or the other whatever, you know, there's a lot of people doing what we're doing. So if we can, you know, put something in there. So I've turned this into a priority.
I think it's a great idea. And when you look at it, I look at some folks who have been, they've been in this industry for way, 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 way less than I have, way, way less experience, but they decide to write a book.
Right.
Based on their experience with something, right?
Right.
They write the book and they do a good job of getting it out there. And now they're considered the expert in their field.
Right. It's just the credibility. I think that, you know, not even if you want to think that the expert, they are, and maybe doctors, whatever, you know, I'm no doctor, but I think that so the goal is like, you're going to write it. Okay. Let's say that it's about our own experiences, right? Our journeys and things like that. But the main key question is like, okay, what would you like? What can you write, or how can you tweak your writing so it's for your client, ideal client? So first is, who is your ideal client? So that has to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm thinking over here, all these topics that I'm going to have, and I'm like, okay, what would be interesting? I share my story, you know, in each chapter, what I went through, but also, how can I basically put myself on the other side and say, oh, wow, that's interesting. Or even tweak something about what I've done, you know, from a testing perspective or something like that, mm-hmm. to discover this imbalance, whatever. And then the person's going to be, oh, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like when we write it, although we're sharing about ourselves, if that's the kind of book, you know, but also to keep in mind who is the ideal client.
Right.
And then we can kind of write towards that, you know, who are we inspiring, you know, who is that written to or for, whatever. So I thought when I heard this thing about, don't even think that somebody's going to read your book, that release kind of, it takes the pressure. And it's true. You know, how many times I bought a book because, you know, oh, somebody's selling it, I know, but I haven't read it yet. And it's been like 3 years.
Right. Yeah. I've got tons of them.
Right. Right. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because that's kind of experience. Good. And maybe by May, I'll have my done.
Fantastic.
That's my goal.
So, Lynn Rose said maybe we can do some interesting stuff about books. If there's enough interest in that, we can. Because I think every one of you can write a book. Every one of you can, right? It doesn't have to be the fine, you know, 4 years later, 8 years later, just write the book.
No, and if you keep it like those pages, like I was saying, you know, that's when people read it.
That's when they read it because they go, oh, I can read this.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've gotten on a plane and go, oh, somebody gave me this book. It's only 60 pages, double
size. Right.
I can read this. Somebody gives me this big, thick book. I'm like,
yes. Yeah. And then I'm thinking like, okay, maybe I can put some checklists or things like that I can link, you know, to go and download, you know.
That's a good idea. So whenever you talk, you send them somewhere. Like I didn't want my book to be a recipe book. I could have put all the recipes in here and initially I thought I would, but I wanted this to be a lead book. So instead, I have a resource thing at the end. And it says basically that you can go here, go to unstoppablehealthresources.com, and it says you'll get this recipe from chapter one and this resource list from chapter two. And it's an amazing page.
So all of a sudden, you know, I mean, they might be interested on the recipe thing, might not be interested on that, but they might know somebody else. And I said, hey, check this resource, you know, before I know they'll be talking about sharing that with somebody else. And that's all you care because then you capture their name and their email and all that kind of stuff, right? So yeah, I mean, if I will have learned, you know, some of the strategies, because there's a lot of people writing in this project, you know, and if we decide to talk about it, I'll be glad to share, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Anybody that's done it, I know Annette's got a book, she's doing another one. Who else has got a book? Who else? Anybody else here have written a book, whether it's published or not? And here's the thing, published. You can go from being a non-published author to a published author by taking your PDF, your Word doc, and uploading it to Kindle. And now you're published.
Right.
As soon as you're published, it's cool, right? If you can get the bestseller, then you can put up here, number one Amazon bestseller. People go, oh, okay, it's number one bestseller, right? I can put that there because it was, even though it was only there for a couple of weeks, it was there. Right. And it was there because I sent everybody in Tarnation that I knew to go buy it for 99 cents.
But that's what everybody does.
That's what everybody does, except the people that get to be on New York Times bestseller. Those people invest about $500,000 in all kinds of strategies to get them there. So the people you see that get there, and I know I don't think Ben Lynch did that. I think that's why he was like, well, maybe we'll even make the New York Times list. But the people who are, that's what they're going for, minimum $500,000. To do the strategies it takes to get there. I don't have $500,000 to throw into getting myself in the New York Times. I don't care enough about it that even if I did, I would probably rather donate it to somebody who needs it than to get myself on the New York Times bestseller list because it doesn't really mean much to me.
Well, it might not mean today.
Maybe.
Right? Someday. I mean, yeah. Maybe when you're 70 years old.
You know, it's always this, right? Everything's a balance thing, right? So I would love to get on the New York Times bestseller list. Would I want to spend $500,000 to do it?
Well, if you're going to get potentially back, you know, 2 million, yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If it's going to drive the business. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. But
you'd have to have it to begin with. And I'm thinking, right. Janine, you said not knowing target audience, but just the name you threw out, Living Again, says to me that your audience is not the average person with brain fog. Your person is somebody who's been through a very serious diagnosis. And is working their way back, whether it's autoimmune, whether it's cirrhosis, whether it's some sort of cancer, and they're working their way back. So that's what it says to me. So think in terms of that. You want to help people who have lost hope to get their hope back and get their health back, right? Is that kind of resonate, sort of? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because you know,
as I just typed, I said, I just want to give people hope. And then you say that.
And then I said it. I told you I have this uncanny way of reading people's minds.
Yeah, because it's on my mind. How many years I've been, well, a couple of years now around you. And it's like, gosh, I don't have a name for myself. You know, and I feel like I'm at that spot where I need that, you know?
I don't have a name for myself either. It's just Dr. Rita Marie.
Who's Dr. Rita Marie? What do you mean, who's Dr. Rita Marie? And we all jump in there. She's the one who's teaching everybody that leaves all these other schools so they can really learn, you know?
Yeah.
Do you want to know how I came up with the name of my business?
How?
So many of you know I was waiting on tables. And I
rescued her from that, by the way.
He definitely did. And so I had actually, at this point, just finished at IIN. And, you know, they say you should come up with a name. And I said to one of the other waitresses, well, what do you think of as a good name? And she says, well, what do you do? And so, I don't know, I rattled something off. She goes, well, how about Feeding Your Health? Okay, there you go. That was it.
Well, does anybody know the story of how I came up with Nutritional Endocrinology?
No. You know
how I came up with that?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, what am I going to call this school? And we had this other program and we called it the Energy Recharge Practitioner Train. And I was like, I didn't like it, but it was something. And I had to get surgery on my elbow. I'd broken my elbow, had a displaced bone. I had to get surgery, but I wouldn't do anesthesia or drugs. So I'm laying there chatting with the anesthesiologist. Most anesthesiologists don't chat with their patients, right? So I'm going, this is going to be 2.5 hour surgery. And I said to him, so let's just ask me a nutrition question and I'll talk to you for days and I'll completely forget about the thing. He goes, oh, you're interested in nutrition. He said, what branch of nutrition? And I'm like, branch of nutrition? Nutrition doesn't have branches. What the hell does that mean? And I laid there and I went, nutritional endocrinology. And then I got goosebumps like all over my body. I'm like, I hope I remember. You got to remember it. Nutritional endocrinology. That is what I do because I kept thinking I love hormone balance, you know, adrenals, thyroid, you know, all this stuff and insulin and they're all hormones and it's balanced and it's nutritional. And it just popped out of my head and popped out of my mouth. And I'm like, you got to remember this. Cause I, you know, in something like that, when you're in a stressful situation and 2 hours later, you're going, what does that mean? I came up with anyway. You know, so that's how I came up with nutritional endocrinology. And I immediately went and that afternoon with one arm, I'm typing in and going, Google nutritional endocrinology, click, bought it. And there we have it. That's how we got this name. And it really resonates with a lot of people. It resonates with the right people who I really want to attract, who really want to go deep and help people on a really deep level as opposed to, you know, just teach them how to make smoothies. So cool. Anybody else? I haven't heard from Laura in a while. I see you a lot on your show. How about Valerie's there? Kimberly, Lynn Rose, Maria. Who else is here? Janine's there twice. You must still be there on your phone. And who else? Valerie. Right, Valerie Mills. And okay, yeah, Valerie from Houston. Why did I forget your last name, Valerie? Why did I forget her last name? It's too late. Houston Valerie.
Genevieve,
yeah. That's why, because it's hard to say. All right. Maria says, got to go. Thank you. Have a nice night. Bye. Thank you. Keep, make a commitment, half an hour a day. Okay? And you'll get them done in a week. It's a cool story. Yes. Listening and taking it in. Yes. And Lynn Rose's website crashed today. That sucks. We had that happen a little while ago. All right. Anybody else? So if you guys want to be on the webinar tomorrow night, don't have to buy what I'm offering, even if I'm very compelling and you want to, you already have it. So don't buy it because it's a pain in the butt to have to give refunds. So, yeah.
I have a bit of a question.
Sure.
My husband met a lady on a plane last month and told her about me. And so she and I have started talking some, and I've referred her to your sweet spot funnel. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't really aware of the affiliate links. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Well, just give us her name and give it to Lynn and we'll write it down. And if she signs up, we'll give you credit.
Oh, that would be great. Sure. But I talked with her for about an hour. And she's really into genetics and wanting to run 23andMe. And I said, well, yeah, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
But, But I didn't want that to be the main focus, but I think that's still where her main focus
It's a starting point. Mihaela's using it to help them to figure out what they need to do to actually start to lose weight. That genetics helps you, like Ben Lynch's book. Have you read it yet? I'm sure you have.
I have it, but I haven't read it yet.
Well, read it, because he really focuses this whole thing around, he wrote a genetics book to get people to do the foundations.
Right. And
I've
been
using it for.
I've listened to several of the summit calls, and I bought the summit, and I referred her to that summit as well. But I think it's time I want to check in with her. And make sure that I had told her that she needed to be on your live webinar for this program, because you give away so much good information. And it's basically going to be the same information I've already given her.
Yeah, it will. Right.
You know, it's just not sexy to say eat greens and don't eat processed food and sugar.
I know.
But that's so important.
Doing this webinar a little bit different tomorrow. So if you want to get on there and see how I'm doing
I plan to be there. I told her I would be there because I told her I listen to it every time because I learn more and it's just that good.
Good.
So, okay. Well, I'll give that name then to Lynn and hoping, but
we'll keep an eye on her. If she does sign up, we'll give you credit. And I think for helping her with the genetics and whatever the front door is that gets them to you, that's what they want. So you sell them what they want and you give them what they need.
Yeah. And the selling part was the next question, because she had wanted to get with a nutritionist, and I think I can give her more than a nutritionist would.
Yeah.
At this point. And, I actually sort of told her that. And then I went, oh my gosh, did I really just say that?
Woo-hoo, way to go, Valerie.
But I wasn't meaning it that I was great or anything. It's just that I have better resources than most of the nutritionists do. Mm-hmm. I have you. But
you've been to a lot of Ben Lynch's stuff. You've done a lot of the genetic stuff. So if she's really interested in that, that's your front door. That's awesome. And it's a great opportunity for you to be looking at all the lifestyle areas, you know? Like right. I said, that was Ben's book. It's all about how do you get them to do the stuff you would have told them to do anyway. And he says you don't have to test the genes. Just here's some symptoms. If they have this, they probably have an overactive. If they have this, they probably have an underactive. And here's the stuff to watch for. He also says a lot, which is really good coming from somebody who runs a supplement company, about don't put them on these supplements and expect them going to be on there long term. And if they're feeling good, and then they suddenly stop feeling good, take them off. Because you don't want to.
Yeah, he even says to pulse it if you're feeling good. He says if you're feeling good, you still have to pulse it.
You still pull and you alternate. He's like, you don't take all this stuff every day.
Right.
Right. And you have to be careful. So I really loved his approach in that book. Yeah. And I think it's a great opportunity to get the lay people to start eating more leafy greens and drinking more water and, you know, being positive and all that kind of stuff.
Sleep.
So, yeah, sleep and everything.
I do have one more question, though, because she seemed to be open to working with me.
Yeah.
So I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Well, you got to be a first time, right?
I know we're getting short on time, and I don't want to drag this out, but I really don't know what to do to say, okay, well, I can work with you. I can do like 3 or 4 calls, and this is the price, or should I include the 23?
If she wants to do that, you include the 23andMe, because that really seals it. You're going to do a genetics test. We're going to see what that is. I'm going to do a complete thorough history, and we're going to lay out a plan for you. And it probably take, you know, we can start with like 3, whatever you feel comfortable selling her a package of, and it's $497 or $500, whatever you want to charge it for.
Okay. Right. That was what I really don't have a clue.
Well, here's what I have you think about. Number one. I mean, you've worked before in, you know, the computer industry, right? How much did you make per hour there? What's your drop dead? I will not work for less than, you know, X an hour, right? And what's the, wow, that'd be really cool if I could make that much. Mm-hmm. And then find a spot somewhere in between there that you feel comfortable starting with. Even if it's just the drop dead amount, right? But don't do it, don't undercharge it to the point where you're going to feel resentful.
Oh, I would still give stuff away right now.
Right. So if you were to say to somebody, yeah, I do this work and I do this stuff and it's $50 an hour, nobody would bat an eye and say that that's too low or that's too high. I mean, some people would, but somebody who's a professional or whatever would not find $50 to work with you too high.
Okay.
If you feel uncomfortable with that, then say 35, but I would say minimum 50. And do you feel comfortable with that? Maybe you want it to be higher.
I think that might be a good place to start. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so you say, I'm going to package together, you know, three sessions. The first one's going to be probably an hour and a half. We're going to go really deep. We're going to do a 23andMe test. I'm going to do some analysis. It takes me an hour or two to do that. And then I'm going to do this, meet with you and explain it. And then from there, we'll help you lay out a plan for moving forward. And that's going to be $500 or $300 or whatever you figure out it's going to be.
Okay, great. And
from there, you know, once you have it, you know, look, you can do this on your own. This is what I like to say to people. Here's what I see you moving forward with. You can do it on your own, which means, you know, you're going to have to figure out if it doesn't go right or whatever, or we can work together and I can make this much easier for you.
Oh, okay.
Right? Some people are going to, like, when I learned this stuff, I just did it on my own. Right? That's the way I am. Some of us, that's the way we are. Now, other people just need to have their hands held. And then some people are in between where they just want to have you to be able to call, you know, periodically to say, hey, I did this and this happened. So what should I do now?
Right.
And that's a good thing to make clear with people. Everything's not just straightforward. It's not like, I'm going to see one test. I'm going to read your, you know, your labs or whatever. And then I'm going to give you a plan that's going to do you for the rest of your life. No, that's we come up with a starting point. We see how you react. We're going to tweak it and we're going to modify it. We're going to get you moving towards the optimal. There are a few people who just follow the plan. There's people who've gone through Sweet Spot that's all they've ever done and they get phenomenal results and all their conditions get better. And then there's others who it's much more complicated. Some of it relies on the genes, right?
Right.
Make sense?
Yes.
Start with that. If you feel comfortable with $50 and you want to just do an initial consult with her, say, look, I'm, you know, what I like to do is an initial consultation. I'll have you fill out a health history. We'll find out more and we'll decide which direction to go and what lab tests you might need. And, you know, I usually charge $150 for that, but I'm going to do it for $75 for you.
Okay. Great ideas. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Anything else? I'm going to unmute you all so we could say goodbye. Let me see. There was a couple more questions in here. Did I miss anybody's questions in the chat? Hi, Maria. This has been a great call. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I referred a couple of folks to Dr. Rita Marie from the GLP seminars. What's the GLP seminar?
Great Plains.
Oh, Great Plains.
Yeah, Annette and Lynette and Lynn Rose were at the Great Plains for the organic acid
test. Oh, yeah. I wanted to go to that, but
I know it.
Oh, good. You'll have to fill us in. Maybe we can do a call. We should do a call that where people share what they've learned recently.
Yeah.
Aren't we a nutritionist? I mean, technically it depends, Janine. Like some states don't have any rules or regulations around calling yourself a nutritionist and some people do. There are people who come out of IIN and they call themselves a nutritionist. I kind of resent that because you're not a nutritionist when you come out of IIN. You're a health coach, but you're not a nutritionist, right? They don't have in-depth like micro and macronutrients. They don't, you know, so I don't know that you can call yourself a nutritionist. I think you could easily, when you finish our program, hold your own with anybody who's a nutritionist. Nutritionist is a loosely held title. Some states have laws about it. Some states don't. So you find out what your laws are and you call yourself what you want to call yourself. Certified Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioners. Okay. Yeah. NEPS. Okay. Good. All right, guys. Have a great evening. See you hopefully tomorrow on the call. Now I got to go finish my webinar. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, somebody wanted to know how your analysis of the position extra meter went.
The position what?
The precision extra meter.
Oh, the precision extra is pretty good. It's great on the ketones. It's okay.
What is
it? It's a little bit erratic on the glucose. It's not as consistent. And then I like the other one, the Keto Mojo better. And the strips are much cheaper. The precision extra, well, the ketone strips are like $2, $2.50, and the ones for Keto Mojo are $1.
Keto Mojo?
Yeah, Keto Mojo.
Okay. Whose bird is that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was unmuted.
Yeah, the birds are good. Lynn Rose says she has a wall full of summits. Yeah, I have a hard drive full of summits. So, all right, guys. Bye.
Night.
Good night.